It's a Tuesday, and the way we wrap the show for many, many years now is, well, we got a lot of questions. We could use acronyms, we could use emojis, but either way, it's called What Are You Doing? And we'll let Nick lead off.
I begin with, to the NBA's two-minute report, I ask.
What are you doing?
NBA officials are just right down there with Pac-12 football refs when it comes to quality and consistency of their officiating. Some superstars get all the calls, while others have to be beaten with a battle axe first before getting their two shots at the line. Another thing that the NBA is struggling with is their transparency with these bad and missed calls. It sounds good in theory, getting officials out there to talk about why calls were made, why there wasn't a foul, or what is or isn't a flagrant, etc. Instead, the NBA seems to just be talking about how bad their officials are and going over the constant missed calls and these bad officials keep making. They're not getting better. It's been a couple of years since the NBA started this two-minute report thing, and the Twitter handle @officialNBArefs just keeps getting roasted because the NBA just has bad officials. In the Wizards-Pistons game, they were playing one of the more meaningless games this season. The Wizards, being what they are, were down 14. Bradley Beal drives to the basket, takes 4 to 5 steps before passing the ball. Textbook travel, and yet the ref's Twitter handle goes into the depths of the rulebook to find this thing about fumbles and how it was legal because Beal lost control of the ball, regained it, he could take a step on his pivot, blah, blah, blah. Straight up, this ref didn't know about the fumble rule. The Twitter handle and the NBA is out there defending their trash refs and their trash calls. Don't make Twitter be the be-all end-all for officiating corrections. Get out there and make your refs better. Don't have some PR person writing up a report be the best ref in the NBA. Go put them on the court, as I ask.
What are you doing?
To the Cleveland Browns, I ask.
What are you doing?
Why do people default to the least common denominator? You just regurgitate excuses and catchphrases that awful people use. Second chances, like Rome pointed out today. Well, he didn't kick her that hard. And of course, I'm talking about Kareem Hunt. And let's get the timeline straight because it matters. He was cut November 30th after that heinous video went viral. So less than 75 days later, he gets a job. He gets a reward being welcomed back into the NFL. And for the second chance clowns, like Adrian Peterson and other, the second chance is they're not being prosecuted, they're not going to jail, and make no mistake, they're crimes. But in the NFL, abusing women is not as serious as, I don't know, smoking a joint or wearing the wrong cleats. Nice job, Cleveland, being the Browns again, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To Major League Baseball, the GMs, the owners, and the players, I ask.
What are you doing?
I mean, someone here needs to break the deadlock. It really should be on the GMs and the owners, but it could also be the players. I mean, there hasn't been a quality signing free agent this offseason except for Patrick Corbin, and it's been so long since he signed, I don't think anyone can name the team that he signed for. Steve, who did he sign for?
I don't know.
Exactly. I've been talking about Bryce Harper and Manny Machado not signing for a couple of months now, and I'm not sure I'm going to ever be able to talk about where they've signed. It's in part because I think the GMs are getting smarter and smarter, more analytical, digging deeper into numbers and stats with acronyms that nobody remembers and numbers that make you wonder, is this a high or a good value? Which one's better? I don't know. They've gotten too smart for their own good. Justin Verlander nailed this on Twitter saying, quote, they're blaming rebuilding. That's BS. You're telling me you couldn't sign Bryce or Manny for 10 years and go from there? Seems like a good place to start a rebuild to me. 26-36 is a great performance window too. Harper is a league MVP, former rookie of the year, perennial all-star, and one of the handful of fun players in baseball. Machado, a multi-time gold glove winner, probably could win a gold glove at shortstop despite third base being his best position on the field. Go sign them. This isn't going to end up like the Albert Pujols or Bobby Bonilla contract where you're paying them as their hair turns gray or they start balding. These kids are in their prime, hungry to win, and could be the centerpiece of a rebuilding franchise to add around. But now owners are scared of the luxury tax and wanting to win and not worrying about when it hurts their wallets too much. And also, Bryce and Manny, please hurry up and sign soon so we don't have people digging into your Instagram follows and unfollows, as I ask.
What are you doing?
To the James Harden bashers, I ask.
What are you doing?
Guy reached a 30-point plateau last night for the 30th straight game. he's moving in on a half season. He was kind of unconscious by the end of the game. I think he could have threaded the proverbial needle. And like with all streaks, that brings out the skeptics. It's easy, right? Anybody could do it. Well, how come in the 73-year history of the NBA has only one other guy matched this kind of run? The Big Dipper, one of the most dominating athletes of any era, any sport. To top what Harden is doing to the league right now would just be nuts. And I know everybody's like, but he always walks. Yeah, Jordan always walked. Magic always palmed. Shaq always lowered his shoulder. Every single solitary time, every one of their accomplishments was tainted. Can't you just have an appreciation for seeing something that literally has never happened in most of our lifetimes? Harden is lit. Oh, wrong segment. As we ask.
What are you doing?
To James Neal, I ask.
What are you doing?
James Neal is a hockey player for the Calgary Flames. James Neal took a stick to the face. James Neal lost a lot of teeth on Saturday night, and James Neal was not wearing a mouth guard. In the video, which is kind of graphic, but it's not too bad if you've got a squeezy stomach, it shows what looks like dozens of pieces of teeth flying out onto the ice. It was quite a swipe that Neal took to the face, so it's not surprising that he lost a lot of teeth. But the best worst part of all of this is that Neal doesn't quite know how many teeth he lost, and that's not a good look. He thinks it's 8. It could be more.
Jeez.
That's not good. He talked after the game that he'd had plenty of work done on his teeth in the past, and being an NHL player, I'm sure he's got great dental coverage, but what are you doing not wearing a $5 to $10 piece of rubber in your mouth? Was the first couple of times that you took a stick or a puck to the face not enough to get you to wear a mouth guard? Dude, just wear a mouth guard, James Neal, as I ask.
What are you doing?
It's a quarter of them.
Oh my God, it is, isn't it?
I know. To Antonio Brown, still Steeler wide receiver, I ask.
What are you doing?
Am I the only one who consistently finds it odd the biggest divas play the most violent sport? I mean, receivers like this guy have the nards to go across the middle and into traffic knowing the price might be their head. He's not soft, but what is it with the volatility of a personality of AB or Terrell Owens? They just seem to have these oversensitive personalities and are such annoyingly consistent vanity cases. He tweets out like a farewell address today, which is his prerogative, but there's one pretty big catch. He's under contract for the coming season. He's still under that four-year, $68 million deal he signed before 2017. They did a restructure. They're not going to cut him and take that hit. You want to be traded, that's one thing. But dude, you're such a drama king. Like many employees, I think occasionally, no matter how popular you are, how excellent you are, how much money you make, you really don't call the shots at all times when you work for somebody else. And he ain't calling the shots right now, as we ask.
What are you doing?
All right,